What is up, my friend? I want to talk about something that's so dear to my heart today, which is how do you become successful?
I see so many people who are struggling with this, and they're struggling with it because they approach it from the wrong angle. They're approaching it with wrong mindset. I'm going to set you straight today so that you can be full of joy and success and love and well-being in all areas of your life. Are you up for it? I hope so. If you don't know who I am, my name is Calvin Corelli. I am the founder and CEO of a software company called Simplero. We help coaches run their coaching business, course creators, consultants, whatever creators, all of those, run their whole thing in one software. It's so great. It's simple and beautiful and elegant and all the nice things in the world. People have made a combined $640 million on Simplero. So we've been around for a bit and helped a lot of people make a ton of money. I think the average that people make on the platform is like 50-60K, which is way higher than any other platform that I've seen. That's not don't listen to what I just said, because I haven't run those numbers in a while, and it's not a promise that you're gonna make money if you're on Simplero. Just saying. Anyway, successful. So here's the thing. I see a lot of people who are in my DMs or at other people's events and stuff who are like, well, how do I become successful? How do I make some money? And there's like, maybe it's crypto. Let me do crypto. Crypto, I hear crypto is the shit. Oh, maybe I need to do like meme coins or NFTs, or maybe I need to get into foreign currency exchange or stocks or SaaS, or maybe there's like some, I heard about SPACs No, you don't need that. You need funnels. If you have funnels, you can make money. Or like, oh, maybe I need to do, let's do communities. Communities is shit. Or info products or courses or whatever it is. It's like, if your question is, how do I make money? Then you're already off on the wrong footing. I think that's the wrong answer. It's the wrong question, is what I want to say. It's the wrong question. What's a better question? Or why is that a wrong question? Well, it's a wrong question because it's focusing on you. How do I make money? And I understand for me, way back when, it was in 2012, is when I had all of my expenses covered through recurring revenue. What is that now? 13 years ago. It was an absolutely life-changing moment. I want you to have that experience. I want you to live that way where your living expenses are handled with recurring revenue, so you don't need to worry about where the money's going to come from every month. All right? I want that for you. You should want that. It's okay to want that. You deserve to have that. 100%, 1,000%. But when you're starting by asking, how do I make money? How do I make passive income? People ask me that in the DMs. It's the wrong frame. It's all about you. And the way that you do it is that you serve other people. So instead of, how do I make money? Ask yourself, how can I serve other people? How can I add value to other people? What is the wrong that I see in the world that I want to right? What's something that's missing in the world that I think should exist? If you create from that energy, from that place, you're gonna do something that you're way more passionate about. Way back when, I did a software company called Reward Job. It was like a job database where people hiring could put a bounty and say, I'm gonna put a $5,000 bounty on this job that I'm gonna give to someone who introduces me to the person who gets this job. It was not a bad idea, right? Like, the idea is that the best people are not out there looking for jobs. So if we can incentivize someone else to be the connector, the person who is like a headhunter, basically, like democratizing headhunting. Hey, if you're someone who likes to read job ads and you know a lot of people, maybe you can be like, hey, you should apply to this job because I think you'd be great, even though you're not the kind of person who looks for jobs. It seemed like a great idea. But the thing was, for me, there was nothing in it. It was not something that I'm passionate about. It was someone else's idea. And for me, it was like, it's a money-making machine, right? Like, you have the idea, you believe it can work. You've got, this other person had a distribution partnership. I needed to be the technical partner. I built it and it went nowhere. It didn't go anywhere. for a variety of reasons, but that's not important. What's important is that when it didn't work out, I had nothing. I was like, all right, didn't work out. So I ended up losing all that time, all that money, but I didn't have the juice to get going. Anything worth pursuing is gonna take 10 times longer than you think and be 10 times harder than you think. So the question to ask yourself is, if this doesn't work, you know, at the first try, if this is 10 times harder than I think it's gonna be, and it takes me 10 times longer, and maybe but is 10 times more costly in terms of the investment that I need to make in whatever tools or technologies or coaching or whatever, is that still what I wanna pursue? Because if it's not, don't even start. Don't even start. Ask yourself a better question. So the main reason that this is a bad question is, number one, it focuses on you, and number two, it gets you into things that you don't have the intention to finish when it gets hard, and it will. It will get hard. So how can you serve other people? What value can you add is a much better question. That's kind of the premise behind this book that I wrote called Show Up and Serve. The idea being that if you show up every day with a mindset, with an intention to serve other people, you will get to a really good place in the end. It might take a while. Everything worthwhile takes a while, but you will get to an incredible place if you show up from a place of service every single day. Some of those of the OGs in the room are probably familiar with a guy named Zig Ziglar. He died some years ago. He was like an early, he was a sales guy. I think he was like motivational speaker. He's definitely a speaker, whatever. One of the things he said was, you can get what you want if you'll only help enough other people get what they want. That's the essence of it. That's the essence of it. If you can help other people help get what they want, you can get what you want. So instead of how do I make money? Ask yourself, how can I serve? How can I figure out what it is that other people want and get that to them? And maybe I don't have the skills right now, but then I can acquire the skills that help them get what they want. Okay, so I get someone who's like, I'm into marketing. Well, then learn marketing. There's so much free material on the interwebs, YouTube, X, all the platforms, Google, ChatGPT, all the places. There's so much knowledge available. And then go to someone who wants more customers. Who wants more customers? Everybody. Every single business that have ever existed wants more customers. Right? So pick a business that you like. Maybe it's a friend of yours. Maybe it's someone down the street, whatever. You say, hey, if I worked for free at my expense to get you new customers, would you let me do that? And a lot of people are going to say no, because for them, it's not free because they still need to put their time into it. And it's not free because you might do something that ruins their reputation. So you have to understand that even though you think it's free, it's not free to them. So sweeten the pot or work with people who you already know, who trust you, build a relationship, or do something to demonstrate value up front. You're like, I could, like, let me write something that would really, like, really watch all your like, Calvin, I've watched all your videos. Here's what I would do for the caption for this. And I think if you test that, you will see that it does way better than what you've done. And then if you're interested in working with me, happy to work with you for free for 3 months to demonstrate that I can do what I say I can do. And then chances are you'll have a gig, right? So it's like, figure out what other people want and then help them get that in advance. That's how you make progress. So, and I understand, like, not everybody can do that, and you need a way to make money and all of that. So find a way to make money, right? Get a job. But if you get any job and you just outperform every step of the way, you're gonna rise very quickly. This world is not complicated, it is not hard. And most people are lazy AF, and most people are not very smart or very bright or very interested in studying or learning anything. So if you spend all your free time learning stuff on YouTube, on the internet, watching stuff like this, improving your mindset, improving your thinking, improving your skill set, and then applying it to people where you give first without asking anything in return, you're gonna get everything that you want on the other side of that. I remember I had a personal trainer sometime years ago. His name was Naftali. He's a great guy. And he would not only work out with me and I'd pay him for that, of course, but then he would on his own, and he told me this later, he would pray for his clients for their success and well-being and for them to be prosperous. Like, that's something that he just did on his own time. He didn't tell his clients about it, but just like, when you're his client, he's gonna just keep you in the back of his mind and keep praying for your success. And I will tell you, during that time period that I work with him, maybe I should hire him again. During that time when I work with him, my revenues like grew by leaps and bounds. Maybe I should hire him again just for freaking that. But if you approach that mindset in your life, good things are gonna come to you, right? If you have an intention, a prayer, a mindset that says that everyone who comes into your life is gonna be so much better because they're in your life, good things are gonna come to you, right? If everybody who comes into your life gets incredibly happy and fulfilled and joyous and rich, surely you will be the same. Do you hear me? Do you hear what I'm saying? Like, make that your intention, and both on a metaphysical intention level, because that shit works. That shit really fucking works. So just set the intention and really visualize that. Visualize that everyone who comes into your world, everyone who watches, I'm doing it right now, everybody who watches this video, here are any of my videos, who watches any of my stuff online, who comes into the Simplera universe or my coaching or whatever, may they be blessed with an abundance of health and joy and wealth and wonderful nurturing relationships, deep connection with themselves and their God and their spirituality. Be so creative in everything that they do and feel like their life has meaning and purpose every moment of every day. That is my wish for you and for everybody who's in my life. That is my intention. If you do that and you then follow through with actions in big and small, amazing shit's gonna happen in your life. I mean, how can it not? Do you hear what I'm saying? How can it not? So, if that is your focus and your intention, don't worry about the money. The money is gonna show up. The money is gonna, you're gonna be rich beyond belief if this is your attitude and you keep doing that. Now, what often happens is people get to a certain level and then they're like, whoa, shit, and then things plateau maybe, because there's usually these like growth plateaus at like 1 and 3 and 1 and 3, like 10 and 30 and 100 and 300 and whatever. Like, it tends to grow in those levels more or less. And so there's this kind of plateau, and then people start focusing on themselves again. It's like, it's not growing. And they're focusing on what they don't want, the problem, like, oh, the revenue's not growing. Why am I like, you're focusing on the wrong thing. Focus, go back to what's working. Go back to focusing on the people you're here to serve and how you're here to serve them and blessing everybody who comes into your world. Focus on that. Get back to that focus. Yeah. It's so funny, because like, when you're in the beginning, like that first, like, I remember when I was like making consistently like $5,000 a month from software revenue, right? And it was like, and every month it would be a little bit more. I'm like, oh my God, it's exciting. And today, like, $5,000 is not enough to get me out of bed, right? Like, if someone's like, I'm gonna pay you $5,000 for this, I'm like, man, I don't know. Like, it's not enough for me to get me motivated. But that mindset back there, like, was like the joy of all the little things. And so we kind of get accustomed and we're like, oh, but why is it not this? And so forget all of that. Focus on how you can serve others. Focus on how you can serve others, how you can bless others, add value to other people's lives. I stopped thinking because I'm like, there's so much I want to share with you guys. And I have to like narrow it down so one video has a topic, but I have a programmer's mind. You'll probably notice this as you watch these videos. In programming, we it's like a stacking system, right? So we write some code, and then that calls a function, and then calls another function that calls another function that calls another function, and that goes like very, very deep. Like, the stack can go super, super deep, like hundreds of layers. And so then that's kind of how my mind works now. I think that way. And so I'll be in the middle of talking about something, and then I'll like, oh wait, I need to double click on this and go deeper. So then I go into that. And then I'm like, oh, as I'm explaining that, I'm like, there's another function call. I need to double click on that and explain that and then do that. And then eventually I will work my way back up the stack, but that's how my mind works. So every sentence opens a whole can of worms that I kind of want to go into. And I know, like, it's just a quirk of how my mind operates. You can enjoy it or be annoyed by it. It's your choice. Anyway, bottom line here is, focus on them, not on you, and good things will happen to you. That's my point here. Do that. Put this into practice. It will not fail. I promise you. It will not fail. The other thing is that as you help other people, that makes you feel better. It makes you feel good. It feels better to help someone else than to help ourselves. We'll do more for other people than we'll do for ourselves, and it makes us feel good. Makes us feel so much better. And then as you do that, as you feel better, you're going to attract better things, because your feeling state is going to be the thing that attracts the things that you want into your life. So the more that you put yourself in situations where you feel amazing, the more good things are going to happen. And helping others does feel amazing when it's coming from the selfless place of, like, just the joy of giving, the joy of giving. There's other reasons too. Like, you get better. They say, see one, do one, teach one. As you teach stuff, you get better at the thing. And so that's awesome. Teach more people more stuff, or help people more with more things. That will get you better at it. Every time I coach my clients, I'm like, oh, I should practice that, or we should go back and implement that in my company. It's always the fundamentals that we forget, that we screw up, and then we get, like, on with the next shiny objects and advanced thing. And it's always back to the fundamentals. And it's the same for everybody. I forget too. My team forgets, right? So don't blame yourself for that. But anyway, I'm going to wrap up here and just say, help enough other people get that what they want, and you will get what you want. Focus on serving other people, like I talk about in my book, Show Up and Serve. Focus on how you can bless and add value to everybody in your life, and everything good that you desire is going to be on the other side of that. It's the same in relationships, right? When you're in your marriage or your significant other, you're like, I'm not fulfilled here. My needs are not met. Yeah, blah, 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 right? Me. If you decide to focus on meeting all of your partner's needs at an 8 to 10 out of 10 for 3 months, I guarantee you will find that your needs are perfectly met, perfectly well. There's the 6 basic human needs: certainty, uncertainty, significance, love and connection, growth and contribution. If you make your partner feel certain that you're always going to be there and that you love them, and you give them so much uncertainty and variety. Uncertainty, another word for that is variety. Like, so much fun. She never knows what to expect from you. But she still feels very certain, right? So it's like playful and like, who are you going to be today? I don't know. Like, what feeling are you going to make her feel today? And then you do that at an 8 to 10 out of 10. And then you make her feel significant. Like, there's no other person, there's no other thing that's more significant in your life than she is. Not your work, not your kids, not your parents, not your mom, nothing is more important than she is in your world, right? And then you make her feel so loved and so connected to you. You show up, I'm talking to men now, obviously, but women, you turn around for you, but you show up with calm presence with her. Every time you see her, you're always present with her. You feel connected to her. You're there with her, whatever happens. And then you make her feel like she's always growing. She can grow with you. That she's always learning something new and expanding. And that she gets to contribute to you or to the world or to someone else. Like, you enable her ability to contribute. If you meet all of those 6 needs, she ain't ever leaving, A, B, and you're going to find that your needs are going to be met pretty darn soon. So it's the same principle. Give first and then expect to, no. Give first and don't expect to receive anything. Be open to receiving. Like, that's another skill that a lot of us have trouble with. It's easier to give than to receive because we don't feel worthy, or all kinds of things come up where we feel maybe we were obligated to receive, then we have some obligation. There's all that stuff that comes in around receiving. But if you give without an expectation to receive, and then you open your receiving channel, which is about being in a state of gratitude, it is going to come to you. It is going to come back to you. But don't have the expectation, because now it's a horse trade. Now it's a transaction. That's not what we're trying to do here. We're trying to just give selflessly and trust that life at the universe is going to bring it back to us. It's the same when you're in a job. Well, I don't get paid enough to do this. When I get paid more, then I'll do. No, that's not how that works. Give more. Give more than what's expected. Show up 10 minutes early. It's funny, this building here, we have on the 9th floor, there's a swimming pool and a sauna and this whole pool. And the pool area opens at 7, and I'm at the gym usually at that time. And so I see the guy come in every day at 7:10, 7:15, 7:11, 7:09. Like, if this was my business, I would have people show up 10, I would have that guy show up 10 minutes before his shift starts, right? And if it was me that was that guy, I would show up 10 minutes before that shift starts, even if nobody fucking notices, even if I don't get paid a dime more, even if I don't get any praise from my manager, from my company, none of that. I do it for me because I want to over-deliver, and I want to stay a little bit late as well and make sure that people get out of there easily. Like, give more than what's expected. Give more and you will be rewarded eventually, if not by this employer, then by someone else, because your attitude is going to show, right? And when you do it just without the expectation of getting anything back, but just because it feels fucking good to give more than what's expected, to give what you have to offer rather than metering it out like, oh, this person deserves this much. What kind of BS is that, right? Give, because that's what we're here to do. Same thing with your content. A lot of people are like, well, that stuff, it doesn't go on my search, because that's reserved to my high ticket clients. Like, oh no, this trick I only tell to my $80,000 mastermind clients, whatever. BS, give it all away. Give it all away, because what's gonna happen is people are gonna be attracted to you. And then they're gonna be like, yeah, I could watch like literally every one of your YouTube videos, but I know that being in the room with you, having direct access to you, like learning specifically from you, even in a course format that goes through it systematically in detail in sequence, is going to be more valuable, and I'm going to feel better. And keep in mind, like, money is just an energy exchange, right? So like, sometimes I pay $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 or $100,000, sometimes $500,000 for things that ended up not really doing what they were supposed to do in my life. But I don't mind, because that money is just circulating. Now it's somewhere else and someone else is enjoying it, is giving their life more richness. And then they're going to give it to someone else. They probably did a long time ago, and that person has more. Like, money just keeps circulating. That's the game. So don't worry about like losing out on anything. Well, I gave too much here. I paid too much for it. Like, whatever. It doesn't matter. Money is an infinite supply. So is love. So is energy. Just give of it. Give. Be willing to receive. Open your reception channels. Do not make it a transaction. You got this. This is incredible. You're in for an incredible life when you make this your mantra. With that, I will see you in the next video. Make sure to subscribe and follow and click the bell icon and tell all your friends, and just practice this.